hour number two of the program, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, starting things out here this hour, we'll talk about the D.C. Madam case, which continues to... There just continue to be new, interesting suggestions, possibilities that have been revealed, mostly by the manager of Park Lake Towers, an Orlando condominium, wherein Palfrey, Deborah Jean Palfrey, the D.C. madam, owned a unit. We first reported on what Mr. Strizak, he's now apparently been outed as far as what his identity is, Joe Strizak. He last week had said that he believed that Ms. Palfrey was murdered. And it was based on a conversation he had with her on the Monday prior to her murder. So relatively close, you know, he talked to her in a relatively close proximity to the day that she died. And he said, and it's, I think it's reiterated here in a story from WESH in Orlando, but he pointed out that she said that she thought she was being followed, that she thought she was, someone was out to get her. And she has said things in the past about how she would never commit suicide, but then she turns up dead. She turns up hung in her mother's shed on the outside of her trailer park in Florida.
Does seem suspicious.
Or outside of her mom's trailer. And so then over the weekend, we learned that the police have finally... By the way, the police marked this a closed case. They said, oh, suicide, done, closed. So the police have released the notes. She left two notes, one to her sister and the other to her mother. And they released those to the internet so you can go and read them and look at them and... That's where this latest revelation comes from. According to the man, again, Joe Strizak, manager of Park Lake Towers in Orlando, he says that even after reading Palfrey's suicide letters, he still doesn't believe her death was a suicide. He says that no one will get into that unit until her mother does. That place is sealed. Strizak said he talked to Palfrey the day she left for her mother's home in Tarpon Springs, where she was later found hanged. Strizak looked over the suicide notes, but questioned if the notes were actually written by Palfrey, and if they were, he thinks they may have been written under duress. He says she could sign her signature 100 times and it would be identical, Strizak said. That is not her signature. He remains adamant that Palfrey was murdered. Monday morning, a woman tells you that she's afraid for her life. She told me several instances where people were following her, and then Thursday she's dead? He says, what do you think? If someone would put a hit out for her, and if someone wanted something done, they could do it.
And if.
Yeah, if.
The D is right next to the F on the keywordy keyboard.
Right. Despite the speculation, the Tarpon Springs Police Department is sticking by their original statement. They said there's been no new evidence to suggest Palfrey's death was anything other than
she was in
suicide.
Tarpon Springs? Is that what you just said?
Tarpon Springs Police Department.
I thought she was in Orlando.
No. The condo was in Orlando. Mom lived somewhere else in Florida.
Gotcha.
So,
well, that's Pinellas County.
I don't know where Tarpon Springs is.
You lived there all your life.
Florida's a big damn state, man.
It's two counties north of you, dude.
Whatever. Yeah, I hardly ever got up there.
He doesn't keep up on that stuff.
Right. Yeah, like he's like a plow horse with blinders on.
I got important things to do rather than learn Florida geography.
Answer emails.
So here you go. This guy still stirring the pot, Mr. Strizak from Park Lake Towers. He's seen several notes from Ms. Palfrey. Several handwritten notes were given to him over the time, and he still has them. So he pulled out his handwritten notes from Ms. Palfrey and compared them. So if you were under duress, if someone had you at gunpoint and they were telling you, look, you either write these notes and cooperate with us, or we're going to kill your mother. Not only kill her, we're going to torture her. And so you decide to go ahead and write the notes, because you don't want Mom to get hurt. She didn't start any of this. She's not a party to any of this. Certainly you don't want her to get hurt. And so you write the notes as they want you to write the notes, but you make some changes. You make some very subtle alterations in the way that you normally would do your handwriting.
What else would you do?
You sign your...
That's your only real option at that point.
Right, right. You sign your signature differently than you would normally sign it. Unless the goons that are forcing you to write that letter have something with which to compare your handwriting to, they just have to presume that you aren't crafty enough to think of those things and that they've got a legitimate handwritten letter from you. So maybe the D.C. madam was sharp enough to realize what was happening and realize that she could make some very subtle changes to where someone who was paying close attention could tell something was up. She wasn't writing this in the normal way that she would write things.
Now, were there some people that she hadn't squealed on yet?
Has she squealed on people?
She turned over all her information to ABC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mean her clients?
Yes.
Yeah. I
should be squealing on.
As I recall, they didn't really get anything. I don't recall what came out of that handover of stuff going to ABC.
Nothing.
Not much was
the
answer
for that.
Yeah. I mean, there was a couple guys.
I don't
that
know why, but nothing.
So ABC buried it, you mean?
I don't remember what happened there. If you remember better, it's been a while since we read that story. If you can refresh us on that, 800-259-9231. I recall there were a couple of politicians that were outed, so maybe someone drew some connections between the numbers. Because as I recall, they were actually released to the Internet, weren't they, at some point? And some people did, I guess, connected a few dots, and some political guys came out and admitted that
they
they've used their services.
They got two guys of size.
Yeah, so maybe that was all it was. Maybe the other numbers were just too old, or
a few bureaucrats resigned. I mean, that's about it.
Maybe the guys that were using the service were smart enough to avoid using their own numbers. I don't know. I don't really know what all the details were, but she's dead now, and that's what the kind of the intrigue is here. Did she actually kill herself, or was she forced to? So, don't know if we'll ever know for sure, but this particular building manager, he seems pretty darn sure, based on his knowledge of Ms. Palfrey, his conversations with her, his interactions with her, and the letters that she has written him in the past. He says it just doesn't match up. 1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. I think it'd be pretty cool if somebody could get her mom to interview with somebody to see what she thinks about it, but other than that, Ian, you're always the one that, who cares about chemtrails? Who cares about 9/11? I mean, what are you going to do about it if the government actually is knocking these people off like that? I mean, isn't it kind of the same thing in a way?
What are you going to do about it, Ian?
Maybe it is kind of the same thing. There's nothing that can be done about this. It's just intriguing, that's all. You know, the question is, are they telling the truth? Did she kill herself or not? And
one thing I can assure you on, though, Jeremy, we won't be harping on it 7 years from now.
That's exactly what was going to be my point, is that we're talking about this now because it's hot. It's in the news now. And
I think Jeremy made a fine point and has roasted us on the spit quite well.
No, I don't think so.
I think he made a good point.
Like you said, this will not be an issue 5 years from now. It won't be an issue a year from now.
I hope you guys will work on getting an interview with D.C. Madam's mother and see.
This isn't really an interview show. We don't really do interviews very often on this program. It's pretty rare.
Somebody
that we
will. That way they can figure
maybe
out.
They will.
They should.
Was her daughter depressed before? I mean, that she supposedly killed herself. I mean, she stated several times that she wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, she sure did. Jeremy, thanks for the call. Good point. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, the whole point here is it stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, that's all. I just find it intriguing, and you know, I would have found some of the allegations of... I have found the 9/11 stuff intriguing over time. It's just not worth harping on it, because it doesn't really get us anywhere, nor does this necessarily, but it's happening right now. It's the news of the day. It's an intriguing case, and that's why we're talking about it. You can always call in and bring up anything else you want. 800-259-9231. Besides, you know, it's that whole prostitution issue as well, and I love any excuse to bring up the prostitution issue. Yep, on the show. So, because it really is so, all of it is so unnecessary. Ms. Palfrey didn't need to die. None of her Johns needed to get caught. None of her girls needed to get in trouble. No one was getting hurt. Everybody was just having a good old time, spending their money, buying the things they wanted to buy. In this case, it was the services of some young ladies in Washington, D.C.
Who are probably still
doing
buying business. Their... Yeah, if they choose to be in that business, they're still doing it.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Would I recommend you spend hours and hours of your time researching the D.C. Madam case? No! We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 12 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by the scouts, the military, and families around the world. For a limited time, you can receive the entire 24 DVD set, including The Woods Master, Cave Cooking, and The Urban Master DVDs for only $399, an $80 savings, or purchase single DVDs for only $19.95. If you'd like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. FreeTalkLive.com. And those features include the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners, over 340,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Coming up, we'll give you some tips. Wayne's got some tips for those of you that are going to be traveling internationally, crossing the U.S. border to wherever. as we mentioned earlier, I think it was yesterday, I guess it was. Anyway, earlier on the program, we had mentioned that now they can search your laptop and cell phone and PDA and any other electronic device you might happen to have on you when you cross the border. We'll find out what you can do to keep your data safe here in moments. But first, we go to Halston in California. You're on Free Talk Live, Halston.
Yeah, hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to bring up the point of, you know, she should have just spilled the beans, you know. I mean, you know, instead of just, like, holding back a couple chips, you know, like the main key players that, you know, her client list, she should have just put it all out there.
Yeah.
But I feel like she held on to it for, you know, maybe just a bargaining chip just to, you know, just kind of just sweep it under the rug and she can go to Europe or wherever she was planning on going to.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. You're talking about, of course, the DC madam.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I think that it's a sad shame, you know, how that all happened. But I mean, it's kind of just like any, you know, sci-fi movie or government conspiracy movie. I mean, they always just knock off everybody, even the killers. They're all marks too, you know.
So you don't think she killed herself then?
No, absolutely not. All my friends and family. I mean, they're not even. They don't even. You know, they all think the same thing too. I mean, it just stinks, you know. So
sure does.
But oh, and I'll also like to bring up another point. You know those that big drug bust in San Diego. You know the fraternity guy,
100 college kids or whatever that got arrested.
Yeah. They the funny thing is, like two of them, like one was going to get a criminal justice degree, and another one was going to get a master's degree in homeland security. I just thought that was ironic.
That is kind of funny. It really just gives you some idea of exactly who's going into the world of policing. There are plenty of crooks that become cops for crooked reasons. There's no doubt about it.
Well, that's it. I appreciate it.
Good call, Halston. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. So, Wayne, how can people keep their data safe when they're crossing the border? I don't think it's possible. I don't know if you're going to be able to convince me of this. What do you got?
Yeah, from CNET blogs, there's a story called Keep Your Data Safe at the Border. And evidently, there's no right to privacy on international borders.
Nope.
For those of us with laptops, this presents a pretty major problem. How do we get through U.S. Customs with our beloved portable devices without having Uncle Sam peeking at every email we've sent, every email or every MP3 we've listened to, and every home movie we've made? The obvious solution, encryption, is not enough. Non-Americans have no right to enter the U.S., don't want to hand over your encryption keys? No problem, but you'll be put on the next airplane back to your home country if you're lucky. If the government really doesn't like you, you may end up getting sent to Syria. Those of us lucky to have a U.S. passport may be forced to enter the password for the data if we want to avoid having the devices seized never returned.
They haven't. The Supreme Court hasn't ruled on that, but what that says to me is the Border Patrol guards are going to do it when they feel like doing it, and then they'll let the Supreme Court rule on it later.
Yeah.
And that's just how
They're in control. They've got the guns, and they've got the decision-making ability as to whether or not you get to go back to your home country. So
I don't think it's I don't think they really have the decision-making ability as to whether or not you get to go back.
You don't think they can just say, no, go away?
No, I don't.
Well, for travelers heading to countries other than the U.S., it can be even worse.
Hold on a second, Mark. What do you think they're going to do if you don't have a passport and you're trying to get back into America?
Now, if you have your proper documentation, there's a difference between them not knowing who the hell you are and them wanting the password to your laptop.
Mm-hmm.
One's you're not complying. The other one is, you know, you failed to fill out the paperwork. I think that if you call a major newspaper and say, oh, I don't have my documentation, I can't get back in the country, you're not going to get near the interest is I had everything in order. These bureaucrats have stepped across the line of what the Supreme Court has ruled here. I'm not required to give them a password to my laptop. I let them do it. I let them look through it just because I had things encrypted and I took special steps doesn't mean that they're allowed to kick me out of the country, keep me away from my wife and family and my home.
No. Okay, but well, maybe they won't kick you out of the country. They'll let you in, but they're going to keep your laptop.
They may very well.
Right. Yep. Okay.
And of course,
and if they keep your laptop, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, you can like fight them for it. Yeah. What are you going to do?
They probably won't even give you a receipt.
No. And if you're traveling to the to Britain and you refuse to unlock give the encryption key to them, you can actually go to jail in Britain.
Wow. Okay.
So CNetNews.com's Declan McConnell posted a guide.
Declan McCullough.
Yeah, Declan. Yes.
Guy.
Declan McCullough posted a guide to securing laptops for border searches back in March. Anyway, his guide starts out this way. One, rather. Before going on any international trip, back up all of your important and potentially embarrassing, incriminating, or troubling data. This includes any copyrighted content which you might not be able to prove you own. Two, create an encrypted disk image or encrypted folder of the data. This can be done with pretty good privacy, TrueCrypt, or software built into many operating systems. Remember the password. This is very important, as if you forget it, you lose all your data. Upload the encrypted data to a reliable place on the Internet or two places. Personally, this writer uses Amazon S3, which charges 15 cents per gigabyte month of storage plus 17 cents per gigabyte of data transfer. Five, wipe your laptop clean. Do this properly or the data can be accessible after the fact with forensic software, and install a fresh copy of your OS onto it. Six, travel. You should have no problem at U.S. Customs or in any other country as long as you won't have any problematic stuff on your computer. Seven, at your home office, fire up your web browser and download the encrypted data file from the Amazon servers. And they, of course, decrypt the data. Now, this is a lot of hoops to jump through.
Yeah,
this is a pain in the neck.
It sounds like it could be something for me to learn how to do. And it doesn't sound terribly, terribly difficult. But
okay, so it wasn't really tips on how to get your laptop with the important information through customs. It was more of a tips on how to just
store
avoid
important
that.
Information on Yahoo.
Yeah, which is kind of what we
and
came up with.
Just in case they feel like turning it over to the government, too.
Well, that's what we came up with when we were talking about it, was that if you really are concerned, if you've got stuff on your computer that you don't want the government people to find, then you need to put it on the Internet and then just access it from wherever it is your destination is.
And there's also another way, too. You can burn all of it to a DVD and then actually FedEx it to your destination and then copy it back over, just use it on the DVD, and then ship it back.
There you go. Thank you for that, Wing.
Appreciate it.
Let's continue with your calls. Justin in Oregon, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Justin.
Well, I was just going to say that that's
hey, one call per night. You're not
drive.
In Oregon, nor are you, Justin. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't know what he was going to say. It's not that I don't know what he wanted to say. It's just that we've got a simple rule. There aren't very many rules on
one
Free Talk Live, but one call per show, that's about all. The only exception we'll make to that is if you're on the line and then
something
awful happens to your connection, we'll let you call back then. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some damning numbers about the Libertarian Party coming up here in moments. Things are not looking good for those guys. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and buy a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Cartivite is probably the most misunderstood supplement today. Cartivite is packed full of vitamins at cell level to help your whole body function like it used to. Today's diet is lacking in the trace minerals and nutrients our body needs to maintain our good health. Get the toxins and heavy metals out and allow your body to do the job God intended. Made for the heart, Cartivite helps in so many other ways. So order your 4-month special of either the capsules or tincture for just $125 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. That toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite, circulation for life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both sizes will fit virtually any internet connection. Go and get them free. Listen live at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. And at Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live and meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. And it's coming up. We're a month away at this point from Porkfest.
It is. About. It's the 9th through the 15th of June.
Yep. It'll be here before you know it.
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to be broadcasting
concerts. Obviously, there's going to be food.
Wayne, are you coming this year?
Lots of beer.
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Lots of beer.
Yeah, it's basically camping with libertarians and some speeches you can go to and that kind of thing. But I really enjoyed it. They showed V in a tent, V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta, yeah.
V for Vendetta in a tent out there next to a giant bonfire. So my wife got to see V for Vendetta the first time. She loved it.
Oh, cool.
I like. And then I could pop back and forth between the bonfire where lots of people were talking and having a good time and the movie where my wife was and watching the movie. And it was dark, private. It was nice.
Good times. Porkfest.com. We go to your phone calls. Mike in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just calling in something you were talking about a few days ago, and it's that you were talking a little bit about technology to extend your life.
Yeah.
I think you were just touching upon it. It wasn't really a topic.
Okay.
And how do you feel about that? I mean, I don't want to say I would ever suggest that any regulation be put on something like that. I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea.
Why?
You don't think it's a good idea for humans to extend their life?
Well, no. Indefinitely, though, I don't know.
It obviously it wouldn't happen indefinitely. It would go by steps, and then those steps would increase and increase and increase. Would you recommend people don't smoke?
No, I smoke.
Okay. Do you think that other people should be able to have a choice?
And actually, I want to say that if they had something like that, I'd probably use it. I'd probably do it myself. I'm just saying. I think. I don't suggest anybody ever regulate it. It's just one of those things
that
I think if that kind of technology to extend your life indefinitely, I mean, if it ever got to that point.
Mm-hmm. It will.
Yeah, and I think it will, too. I really think it would cause all kinds of problems.
Why? What kind of problems?
Let me ask you, do you think the majority of people would do it?
I don't know.
I think the ones that could afford it would.
Just your opinion. I mean, I know none of us know for sure, but I mean,
the ones that could afford it would do it.
Yeah.
Just think of all the wise old elders we'll have.
I know. I mean, that's one good thing about it. And like all the inventions that would come out, because, you know, so many people, they think of great ideas and they spend their whole lives working on this, like some kind of technology, and then they die, and
they
then
die.
It goes with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, if their life were extended, I mean, I see a lot of good things about it. I think of things like a population problem, maybe, you know.
Well, you know, by the time humanity gets to the point of having this option for eternal life, which may be closer than you believe it is,
it may
only be decades away. But by the time we get there, hopefully we will have thrown off governments. Hopefully we'll have finally gotten, evolved past having governments, because really it's governments that are probably the biggest hindrance to progress, the progress of mankind. And if you've got an issue with population, the marketplace will handle that. When the marketplace needs more room, first of all, we got plenty of room to spread out, and also we can always go up, too. So it's not like we have any limitation on the amount of room that people can occupy in this planet. It can keep going. And if we need to, we can go out to other worlds.
My fear is, in that particular instance, that government wouldn't go away, but in fact would then limit women from, you know, would then limit people's reproductive rights.
Exactly.
Oh, no, you
can't
breed.
Only the
smartest people or whatever, and then they're breeding people for whatever reason.
Well,
and it's nutty. Now, I do think that as far as overpopulation goes, we absolutely will be able to, as we manage to live longer, we will make plants that are more productive. We've already made plants that are far more productive than they used to be, and so therefore we'll be able to produce more food, smaller acreage, and therefore people will be able to live in it.
Wealth is unlimited. You have
and
to remember
you can always build up. Remember that.
Right.
I mean, there's so few skyscrapers in America, really. When you think about all these floors that people can be living on, they haven't even gotten close.
It would definitely change, like, the whole paradigm of, like, everybody's conception of time.
Sure it would.
You know, as far as, say you had a buddy in California and you said, why don't you come out and visit me for a few days? Are you going to take the plane? It's like, no, I think I'll walk.
You know,
because it's like, what the hell is 1 year of your life?
Well, if you think about it, if you really think about it, it'll start to blow your mind as far as the things that would change, just about your personal life and what is important to you and what it means to even be alive. It could change, because you also have to remember that part of the I think one of the factors that's going to make this possible is going to be nanotechnology, and that means and also combining mankind with machine and literally having little machines inside you working to increase your capability for intelligence, increase your various different things about your lifespan and your resilience. And I mean, they're looking at all kinds of just crazy technology. But basically,
right.
I mean, it'll be optional. Obviously, you can just live a regular.
Yeah, and like I said, I'd probably be a person that would take full advantage of it if I could. You know.
Right. So you'd be free to choose to go the Luddites way and just live a regular human life and, you know, pass on at the end of that. Or you could choose to supplant yourself with as much technology as you wanted to. And you could literally become like a hybrid bio-machine kind of thing.
Right. Yeah,
cyborg. And then,
I really
have to ask yourself, well, what does it mean to have consciousness? I mean, this is one of the things that not very many humans can define too accurately. I mean, we know we have consciousness, but we don't know too much about it. Is it possible to download one's consciousness? Is it possible to transfer one's consciousness? Because if that's possible, and they figure out a way to do that, then you want to talk about mind-blowing opportunities. You're talking about transferring your consciousness onto the internet, and then what does time mean? I mean, then what does distance mean? All of those things change, and just even trying to comprehend it from where we are today is right. Very difficult. But as time moves on, it'll become more and more easy for us to grasp it, in the same way that if you ask someone in 1850 to comprehend computers, they wouldn't be able to wrap their minds around it.
Or even a car driving 70 miles an hour. They couldn't comprehend that.
Yeah, exactly. Suck the air out of your lungs.
So I think it's an exciting future, and really I'm looking forward to it. And I'm glad you brought it up, and thank you. Did you have any other thoughts?
No, that's pretty much it.
Mike, thanks for the call tonight.
Right.
Certainly appreciate it. But I think getting the government out of the way, getting rid of government, is a very important step in this process. Because if you've got all this wonderful technology, and you're building robots, and you're extending life, and there are these great technologies out there that we can access, government is going to be very, very upset about regular people getting their hands on that sort of thing. First of all, they're going to want the robots for their killing, for wars and to kill people with. And so having development in robots is wonderful, as long as it's not the government that's developing the robots, because they're going to develop the killer robots.
But that's where all the development of robots is.
Well, except
that's
for manufacturing.
True.
What?
There's robots that will clean your floor, for instance.
Come on. The way that robots are cleaning your floor is being financed is by robots that will kill your ass.
Well, that may be true, but that's only a statement about how governments are today, Mark. It's not to say that people wouldn't be researching floor-cleaning robots without government subsidies.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be paying for them. You know, it's just mostly where the research into R&D is coming from is from the government money, because they can take it by force.
Is that true for Honda and the companies over out east? Is that true?
I can't tell you.
I know it's true for the iRobot people or whatever their name is. We'll continue this discussion in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.heritonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the program for $3 a month. That's all it'll cost you, and it helps us out. Helps us get on more radio stations, helps us bring new internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the message of freedom and liberty. So go and get on board it for amp.freetalklive.com. And you'll get perks like the access to the Amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Chat room, even though it's got a bunch of people in it tonight, is dead. So maybe we could use a few more participants in there.
Somebody go in there and flame those guys.
Well, as soon as a female shows up, it'll change.
It always brightens up with an couple of X chromosomes.
Actually, there is a female in there. I take that back. All right, so go to amp.freetalklive.com and sign up.
If you're remodeling your house or building new like I am, you're going to have to think about cabinet pulls. You're going to have to think about plumbing fixtures. You're going to have to think about faucets and sinks and things like that. If you have to think about those, please go check InterKnobs.com. They're a sponsor of the show, Good Libertarians, and you can save 10% off your order by using code FTL. Contractors, builders, designers, they are eligible for an extra little industry professional discount. They've been around since 2004, and they also have you can go look on the internet, but you can order through an 800 number if you so choose. You can order on the internet. Either way, it's up to you. It's wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com.
800-259-9231. We're talking a moment ago with Mike in Illinois about the idea of really, really, really long lives. In fact, perhaps even getting to the point of being able to live forever. And it's coming. The technology is coming. They are researching it. I think we had Dr. Aubrey de Grey on a while back to actually talk about this, and it's fascinating. And what's amazing is how fast it is going to happen. It's going to be, it's going to follow the curve of technology, which is just an incredible curve. That it's so exciting to see what's going to come down.
You know, I'm sorry, Wayne, go ahead.
I was going to say that I think there's definitely a market demand for this.
Oh, sure. I want it.
I do too.
The point I was going to make on it is, you think about, I remember being in my mid-20s, early late 20s, selling ads for Clear Channel radio,
mm-hmm.
and one of my clients saying, and he sounded kind of sage when he said it, I wasn't sure whether I believed him or not, but that they, whoever they might be, don't let you really start making money until you're in your mid-40s, until your mid-50s or mid-60s, somewhere in there. Like, that's your peak earning time. I don't propose to know. It does seem like I'm making more money as time goes by. I'm just get better and wiser and smarter and those kind of things. So,
okay.
Can you imagine where you don't have that curvature of money making? Because when you're at 65, then you're starting to make less money. You know,
you just make more and more and more and more and more.
Either you're retiring and you're expecting to die at 85. So you're just planning to die instead of planning to have your money continue on. When you don't have people planning in that manner, the loaning of money is going to work differently. It's going to have huge implications for how money is going to
wealth.
Be spent.
Yeah.
People, I would think, are going to be thriftier when they say, you know what, I'm not going to die, not anytime soon. they're going to be thriftier and smarter with their money. And, obviously Social Security would either bankrupt the government or they'll give up.
Well, yeah, and that's why I say that the government has to be out of the way before we get to this point. Ideally, it would be out of the way. Because,
ideally, I don't know whether you're going to get what you're talking about.
Well, because, first of all, if you get government out of the way, these technological innovations that we're talking about, actually biomechanical, cyborg, putting nanomachines inside you, upgrading your brain with these nanomachines, I mean, these are pretty serious sounding operations, and government's not going to just let you jump into that and decide to make these changes to yourself. I mean, the FDA is going to say, whoa, 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 we can't have you people just out there putting these nanomachines in your body. We need to do 10, 20 years of research on this to make sure that just the first step is okay. And then on the second step, we got to do 10 or 20 years of research. And we've got to cover our bases here to make sure nobody's going to get hurt. And
people are going to die.
That's the FDA's kind of perspective of, whoa, hold that technology back. We can't have people getting technology. And then there's also the Luddite factor, where if you get somebody who's a Luddite in charge of the government, and there are these wonderful possibilities out there for technology to help supplant our lives and make us live longer, happier, healthier lives, they're going to see that and they're going to say, well, that's against God. God put us here to die after 100 years, and that's it.
It says so in the Bible.
The Bible says we should stop this evil satanic technology.
And the fact is, it does.
Does it?
It does. It doesn't say to stop the evil satanic technology, but it says that a man's years should be 100 or 120 or something
like
that.
So therefore it's satanic, and therefore we need to put a stop to this. This will no longer be legal in the United States of America. Of course, the development will continue to go on. I mean, because people will want this, and so therefore it'll go on in other countries or it'll go on underground, but it will be hindered, this is my prediction, by the government people, by the government forces. And I think that that's why it's so critical that we throw off the chains of the government, these just kind of this ancient concept that we need to have people with guns threatening our lives in order to somehow keep society held together. It's just absurd, and it needs to go away. That way this development can happen unhindered without getting these bureaucrats in the way. I just feel like all they're going to do is cause problems. And then there's the robot factor. We were talking about the Terminator during the break. And you don't want the government to be subsidizing and developing robots, because they can use them to enslave us ever more. And then it won't matter if your life goes on forever, because you'll be forever a slave. And that's no fun. So I just don't see any positive reason to have government around with all of these wonderful technological advancements we're going to see in our lifetime.
I have to agree.
1-800-259-9231, but don't ask the Libertarian Party for help. We'll talk more about some disturbing numbers about what's going on inside their ranks. But first we go to John in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John in Oklahoma, going once.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Good evening. I'd like to go ahead and say thank you to both of you gentlemen for, splitting the issues no matter what it is on your broadcast. My main concern, and I hopefully it's your concern, is if there's not in place a government to go ahead and maybe scrutinize or to establish some kind of order, what kind of society are we going to live in?
Well, I would have to. Do you think that that food gets to grocery stores in an orderly fashion?
Yes, it's called just-in-time inventory.
Okay, and that's orderly, right? I mean, the government doesn't decide how food manages to get to the to the store, I don't think that order and government are necessarily synonymous terms, and that you can only have order through having government, and that you can only have, that government necessarily, necessitates order, or, vice versa.
Okay, but before we had just-in-time inventory, how did society exist?
I don't know. I mean,
where are you going with that question?
Well, from our past, if we take the timeline and go back, we were able to function as a society before all these, if you want to call them, restrictions or whatever we're facing as a society in the future. We need to go back to those issues that went ahead and helped us progress as a society.
Freedom. That's what helped us progress is
right.
Freedom.
Right. The reason
and trust in ourselves and not in other people outside ourselves. When you give your power away to some other entity, you're hurting society.
The reason the American society is so wealthy today is because they had a fairly long period where they were mostly unmolested by the U.S. federal and state governments, and that's just not the case today. Now they are their noses into absolutely everything, and they are hindering the progress that we could be having. We could have many of these nanotechnology things and flying cars. All of these things could actually be here by now, I think, if it weren't for all the government hindrance that we've seen over the last 100 years or so. So government is a hindrance to advancement. Government gets in the way. It doesn't create order. It actually creates disorder because it's an agency of force. When left to its own volition, society organizes itself on a voluntary basis. It may seem chaotic, but in actuality, it comes out orderly because it's a natural, voluntary order, and you can see evidence for that in events like the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, where when society went away, when people left the area, there became disorder because the regular folks like you and I, and thank you for the call tonight, the regular folks like
you
and I that hold society together were gone. And so therefore the only elements remaining were the criminal elements, the government and the other criminals. And they fought. And there was awful things that happened. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.